Tzachin Perek Tes Mishneches. We are talking for the next couple of Shnayas. What happens when we've got mixed up Karbonei Pesach? HaPesach Shnas Arei Bezvachim. If somebody has three little lambs who lost their way, three Shepselach, each one for a different Karbon. One is the Karbon Pesach. The other two are Zvachim, are other kinds of Karbonos. And the example given in the Gemara is one is a Karbon Ola and one is a Karbon Shlamim. In this case, the Avoda for the Karbonos is different. The Karbon Pesach, for example, has to have the Zrika on the side of the Mizbeach, right near the base, whereas the Zrika, in the case of the other two Karbonos, would be on two diagonal corners of the Mizbeach. And the eating of the Karbonos is different. A Karbon Ola, you don't eat any of it at all. A Karbon Pesach, you eat for only that one night till Chatzos. And a Karbon Shlamim, you eat for the remainder of the day you brought it, plus the night, plus the entire following day, so there's a much longer eating time. So what do you do if these Karbonos got mixed up? So, kulan yiru achi yistoavu. Because you can't substitute one for the other, because each one was l'shem a different carbon, you have to let all of them graze in the pasture until they get mumin, so they can't be brought anymore, they're disqualified from being karbanos. V'imachru, and then you sell them. At this point, the animals are chulin, and the money is now hektesh. V'yavi v'demei ha'yofesh abohen mimin zeh. And then you take from the money that you got in exchange, and whichever one was worth the most money, you take that amount of money that you got from the most expensive sheep, and you buy mimin zeh from this kind of carbon. Uvidmei ha'yofesh abohen mimin zeh. And you have to use that same highest amount of money for the other karbonos as well. The reason for this is, if, for example, one of your shepselach was a $100 sheep, as you find out when you sell it, but the other two were only $50 sheep, the question then becomes, which carbon was the $100 sheep? Is it the Karbon Ola, or the Shlamim, or the Pesach? Because you're never going to be sure, you have to treat every single carbon as if it was the $100 sheep. So when you then have to buy substitutes using the money, you have to buy three $100 sheep, where before you had to buy only one $100 and two $50s. That means that instead of having a $200 outlay, now you have to come up with a $300 outlay. And therefore, v'yafsid ha-moser mi-beso, the guy who got the mixed-up animals has to lose the extraneous amount, the extra $100, from his own pocket. And he's going to have to pay for it. That's just the way it goes. You shouldn't have mixed them up in the first place. Nisarei b'bechoros. On the other hand, what if your Karbon Pesach got mixed up with bechor offerings? The firstborn of cattle, sheep, goats, is given to a Kohen, who then brings it as a carbon and eats the meat with his household or with any other Kohanim. The Zrika is the same exact thing for the Karbon Pesach or for Bechorim, so that's not a problem in terms of the Zrika. The only difference would be you can eat a Bechor for a day, that whole night, and the entire following day. Karbon Pesach, you can only eat it until midnight of the day of the Karbon Pesach, of that first night of Pesach. So we're going to see that there's a difference in the eating. There's no difference in the avoda for it, but in the eating there is. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, im chaburas kohanim yeyochelu. If the group that lost the Karbon Pesach amidst the Bechorim were a group of Kohanim who could eat Bechor or they could eat Karbon Pesach, he says, let them shecht both of these behemoths, or all of these behemoths, and eat them all on Pesach night. They could eat the Bechorim, they could eat the Karbon Pesach, so what's the difference? But the Rabbanan say, no, you absolutely can't do that, because if so, then you are forcing these guys to choke down all of that meat on Pesach night, and they might not finish all of it, in which case some of the Bechor meat might be left over. Then, because you think it might be left over Karbon Pesach, you have to burn it right away. Or if it's nosar, you have to wait until it changes form, as they say, until it goes bad, and then you have to burn it. What that means you're doing is you're wasting possible bechor meat, and the chachamim do not want you to do that. What they say instead is that you should handle things the way you did it in the first part of the Mishnah, where you leave them to graze until they get a mum, but in terms of the Bechor, a Bechor with a mum can be eaten anyway. So what you do is you redeem only one that's going to be the Pesach, the value of the best one, buy a new Pesach with that, and then eat the Bechorim that had mum in, and you're not going to have a problem with that. You can eat them for the full time, the 2 days and the one night in between, that you would have eaten them anyway. So it's a little different from the first case in that you don't necessarily lose money on the deal quite the same way. And now a very long Mishnah test. but a straightforward one. Chabura she'avda pischa. You have a chabura that lost their carbon Pesach. Va'amra le'echad, and they told one of their number, Tsei uvakesh u'shechot aleinu. Go and try to find that carbon Pesach, and when you find it, shecht it for all of us. V'halach u'matzah v'shachat. And their agent went out, he found the wandering carbon Pesach, shechted it, but in the meantime, they got nervous. V'heim lachu v'shachatu. They didn't trust him, he didn't text them fast enough, so they bought themselves a new carbon Pesach and shechted it. Im shalom nishchat rishon. If his carbon Pesach, the lost one, was the first one shechted, hu ochel mishalo. He eats from that carbon Pesach. V'heim ochlim imo mishalo. And they also eat from that original carbon Pesach because they were registered on it. They were part of it. He shechted it with all of them in mind. So they eat that carbon. What happens to the second carbon? So the second carbon, once it got shechted, what they're going to have to do is burn it. You can't be registered on two carbonos Pesach at the same time. So you're going to have to ditch the second one the only way properly, which is to burn it after it's been shechted already. However, if the substitute carbon Pesach was the first one shechted, heim ochle mishalohen. They eat from that second one, but who ochel mishalo? But he eats from the one that he found and shechted. How come? Isn't he considered on both? The answer is, when they shechted the second substitute, they did not have him in mind. He wandered off, and they forgot about him, and they said, he'll figure it out himself. And so because he was never registered to the second carbon Pesach, he can only eat from the one that he shechted. They, in the meantime, since theirs was the first one shechted, removed themselves from the lost one, so they, as people are allowed to, remove themselves from the group before the Shechita, and so he's the only one left on that carbon, so he eats it all himself. The problem is, if you don't know which one of them was shechted first, so it's a toss-up, whether it's the lost one or the substitute. Or they were both shechted at precisely the same instant. Hu ochel mishalo. He eats from his. V'heim einan ochlen mimo. They can't eat from his because they don't know. Maybe theirs was shechted first, so they're not registered for his lost one. V'shelohen yetzel beis hasreifa. But they can't eat theirs either because what if his was the first one shechted? So instead, the second substitute has to be taken out to be burned. Nobody can eat it, just in case they were on the first one. He can eat from the one that he went out and found, because he definitely was never on a different carbon Pesach. Upeturin milasos Pesach sheni. And the guys who had gotten the substitute are yotze with one of those carbonos Pesach. They are both shechted, but the achila is not ma'akev. If they shecht it but never get to eat it, they're still yotze. So Pesach sheni, they're off the hook. They don't have to bring another one. That is the story if they told him, go find this another one, and then substituted without telling him. What if they didn't tell him anything, but Omar Lohen, he says to the group, I'm going to go out and find it, im echarti, but if I am late coming back, tzu v'shachatu alai, go shecht a substitute, and have me in mind when you shecht the substitute. Halach u'matzah v'shachat, if he went out, found the lost carbon and then shechted it. V'heim lachu v'shochatu, and they shechted a substitute. Im shelohen nishchat rishon, if their substitute came first in the shechita order, hein ochle mishelohen, they get to eat from the substitute since theirs came first. V'ochle imohen, and he had told them, have him in mind, so he eats along with them. V'im shelohen nishchat rishon, but if his substitute, his lost carbon Pesach, was the first one shechted, hu ochel mishalo v'hein ochel mishalohen, then he eats from the one that he originally had set up and found, and they eat from theirs because his substitution, have me in mind, doesn't take effect since he had found the original carbon Pesach in the first place. But if we don't know which one came first, or they both were simultaneous, so we don't know what we do, then they eat from the substitute one. Because either way, the substitute one was a carbon Pesach that they had made with themselves in mind. But he cannot eat with them because he was the one who was trying to find the Korban Pesach. So if his came first, then he had in mind his. They didn't, because since they were both shechted at the same time, we say that they withdrew from the lost one when they put themselves on the new substitute. So as a result, they can eat, but he can't. V'shalo yetzer leves hasreifa. So he has to take the original lost Korban Pesach, bring it out to be burned. Upatr milasos Pesach sheni, but he doesn't have to make a Pesach sheni, because we say the achilo is not ma'ake, and then he is fine. The one of the two was shechted with him in mind properly, and so whichever one came first, that's his Korban Pesach chiyuv. He doesn't get kares. What if Amr Lahen va'amru lo? They both spoke up. He said to them, I'm going to go find it. If I'm late, have me in mind. And they said to him, you go find it and shecht it when you find it. So they both gave orders to the others. Ochlim kulam min harishon. Then in such a situation, all of them eat from the originally lost Korban Pesach. Because here, the messengers are agents of the group, and the group are agents of the messenger, so all of them are registered on whichever one is the first one shechted. So the Rishon means the first one to get shechted, not the first one originally that got lost. The main yodea eza mehen nishchat rishon. But if we don't know which one had the first shechita, shnehen yotzin leves hasreifa, then you have to burn them both, because we don't know which one was shechted first, and they were all registered for something at the very least. But we say that neither one of them has to go do Pesach sheni, because one of the shechitas must have worked for all of them. Finally, lo omer lohen v'lo omer lo. If nobody said anything to anybody, he said, I'm going to find it. And they said, And so nobody had in mind anybody else. Then they're all free agents. The group presumably is not worried about when he comes back, because they're not considering him to come back anyway. So they'll get their own Pesach. And he was not thinking about the group when he went out to find it. He said, fine, if I find it, it's all for me. So since nobody had anybody else in mind, then they all have to deal with their own karbanos, and it doesn't matter which one was shechted first.